Chapter 5: The Reception in England. A busy 2 weeks of meetings. When the SS Cephalonia pulled up to the pier at Liverpool, Ellen White was ready to go to work. And the reception at the dock brought courage to her, for there waiting to meet the White party were M.C. Wilcox, editor of The Present Truth, the British missionary journal that he had launched the year before, and two other workers, among whom were George R. Drew and William O'Neill. They were taken to the home of Brother Drew for the night, and all united in a season of prayer and thanksgiving for God's protecting care. Ellen White's health was better than when she left America, and she stated, "To me this was abundant evidence that I was in the path of duty." It brought great encouragement to her. Drew worked as a ship missionary in Liverpool, and when Ellen White learned from him that Liverpool had 300,000 inhabitants and there were only two denominational workers attempting to reach the people, she was distressed. "What can those do to let rays of light shine in this great city?" she asked with a troubled heart. "I am filled with pain when I consider the few workers and so much to be done. There will have to be help sent to this city."